In today's gospel, our Lord elevates the law. He takes the standard of the natural law and he raises the bar higher. And the interesting thing is that there's this relationship between the natural law and the supernatural law which God has revealed to us. And the relationship is this, that we can know the natural law even from reason, but to observe it, it requires grace. It's very interesting because reason and faith go together. There's a lot of things we can know just through reason, but without faith, we get all mixed up because of original sin. So for example, today in society, what is unnatural is defended in the name of reason because faith has been abandoned. So we can do all kinds of things in the name of nature and reason, which are totally unnatural and unreasonable because grace has been lost, the supernatural life has been lost. And in a sense, our Lord is not only elevating the standard, but he's making it possible for us to observe any standard at all that is acceptable to God. And in this, he not only promulgates a law or elevates it, he lives it. He lays down his life for our sins. And as we're told in the teaching of the church, particularly in the Second Vatican Council, what our Lord says, he exemplifies by his deeds. And so this new standard is Christ himself. It's not just something that he says. It's also something that he is. It's first of all who he is. And it's what or who we must become. And that is our constant task. It is our struggle. And it is exemplified also perhaps at the highest level when our Lord talks about love of neighbor and especially of our enemies. Really, our apostolic life is a love not only for our neighbor but for our enemy. And that's again going beyond nature and reason to a supernatural vision of things. Our Lord didn't love us while we were his friends. He loved us while we were his enemies, and his love has made us his friends. He didn't have a reason to love us other, you know, from a natural point of view, the way we look at things. He loved us in order to make it possible for us to love him back. And we have to reflect upon these things as we confront our own imperfections and our own desire to do what God wills for us, our own desire to do the day with Mary as Our Lady wills it. We have to lose ourselves in order to find ourselves. We have to submit ourselves to a higher kind of wisdom in order to do what Our Lady wants. St. Paul talks about this in the reading today, the second reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, where he talks about God's wisdom as being very much different from the wisdom of this world. From the point of view of the world, God's wisdom is foolishness. It is the foolishness of the cross by which our Lord lays down his life for us. It is the foolishness of the cross by which our Lord chooses to suffer for sinners. And translated into our own life, it means that we must give ourselves up, that we must lose our egoism. And that egoism creeps in all kinds of ways. And it doesn't go away just because we become religious people. And I think that's something we discover, you know, as friars and sisters, as religious, MIM members and Third Order members and Day with Mary members. You know, we go through a conversion and we leave our life of sin behind. We make this grand attempt to do that, and we go on and we find ourselves trying to learn God's wisdom, and we have this impression that we have become wise, and in a real sense we have, because we have embraced the teaching of the church, we have accepted the gospel, and we're trying to live it. But the more we go on, the more we realize that the struggle is deeply rooted in original sin and in the defects of our own nature, in our predominant faults, in the egoism that manifests itself in a particular way in each of us, which is different. It's always pride of some sort, but in each different person it manifests itself in a slightly different way. And I think as we go along we realize that those deeply ingrained habits and ways of thinking are still there, even as religious people. And sometimes that the lack of awareness exists, and that's almost by definition what hypocrisy that our Lord so often criticized in religious people. That's what it is, really. It's this blindness to the egoism that's still there in spite of the fact that the person believes and practices religion. And in a real way, you know, religious life and what we do as MIM members and Day with Mary members is directed towards that. So as we think about making the Day with Mary an external manifestation of our own interior life and a channel for Our Lady's presence into the parish and throughout, you know, the world, we're striving to crush that egoism so that we're a clear channel for the Blessed Mother, so that we're really adopting not our own wisdom but God's wisdom, that we're seeing things not from our own point of view but from God's point of view. And sometimes the practices are in themselves in some respects artificial. They could be other than they are, as we've discussed. You know, we could think about later on down the road certain things changing, but the object of our activity isn't to constantly assess whether this particular practice is the best or the most ideal, but the practice of obedience is in the sense that way that we adopt the wisdom of God and step on our own foolishness, which we are convinced is really wisdom, but in reality it's a form of egoism. So this is what we strive for as we, you know, we speak about the Day with Mary and the way it should be lived, and we need to realize more and more that it's really about ourselves changing. We need to change ourselves, and then the Day with Mary will be more effective, more fruitful, and not worry so much about, I mean, from the point of view of those who, I'm not talking about those who are legislating, but from the point of view of those who are receiving the legislation, you know, it's our business really more or less to do what we can to be wise in Our Lady's view and not in our own. And in this way, we are able to be her instruments and able to extend her presence everywhere it should go, you know, and not you know, sometimes we calculate about how we ought to do things in order to bring Our Lady more effectively to others, and that's important. But more than that, we need to be open to Our Lady's will and to her inspirations and to the opportunities that she presents to us. This was St. Maximilian's constant goal, you know, in all things. As smart as he was, as effective as an apostle as he was, organized and effective as he could make his work, more than that, St. Maximilian was constantly solicitous to make sure that his heart was open to what Our Lady wanted, open to change, open to conversion, open to souls who needed his help. So that's that higher standard, you know, that we have to recognize and open ourselves up to. Again, manifested in a particular way by our love not only for our friends, but especially for our enemies. You know, the Day with Mary is, in a sense, the evangelical movement, since it's of the gospel, preaching the gospel, and extending Our Lady's presence perhaps where it hasn't been found before. And for that, we very much need to disappear and allow Our Lady to take over. So we pray for that today as we offer Jesus to his Heavenly Father. We turn to our Blessed Mother who stands at the foot of the altar with us, and we ask her to make us completely open to her will, open to what she wants for us, open to what she wants for the day with Mary, that we become transparent and be willing to be foolish in the eyes of the world in order to become wise for God. World.